One by one, the Prime Minister's dealing with the unpopular issues that have been dogging his government. Today, it was Defence Force pay. Australia's men and women in uniform are now being offered a pay rise of 2% a year, an increase on the government's earlier below-inflation offer. It'll cost the budget another $200 million over the forward estimates. From Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
In Brisbane, hundreds of families are getting ready to say goodbye. In May, 300 Australian soldiers will go to Iraq on a training mission, with most to come from Brisbane's 7th Brigade. It wouldn't have been good for the government to have them complaining about their pay.
We appreciate that defence families in particular make significant sacrifices because their loved ones are away from home for long periods of time. Their loved ones are in dangerous, hazardous circumstances. They're in peril in a way that most people never are.
Last year's below inflation offer of 1.5% has now been increased to 2%. Like every backdown, it will cost the budget to the tune of $200 million over the forward estimates. The Prime Minister insists the increased pay rise is manageable.
It is just above the current inflation rate, so it is still frugal government, if I may say so. But it is frugal government that acknowledges the special place that the Defence Forces have.
Last year, Mr Abbott stared down critics of the government's original offer, saying he was determined to stick with it. 10,000 uniformed men and women took part in a survey, and 65,000 people across the country signed a petition. David Jamieson from the Defence Force Welfare Association has welcomed today's offer.
While you can always ask for more, I think the reality, we do accept the realities that 2% is a better number than it was before.
There was a similar response from Neil James of the Defence Force Association.
Most people will take it on face value, given the straitened financial circumstances the government's in, but this is about as good as it's going to get.
The independent senator from Tasmania, Jackie Lambie, has been refusing to support all government legislation over the issue. She's welcomed the increased offer, but points out it's still below the 3% pay rise factored into last year's budget.
Their families and the veterans are grateful for the 0.5% that he's given them. But effectively, he's still stolen a full percent off them. So I can tell you now, I think, as one veteran just put it to me over the phone, he's insulted us once and now he's just done it twice.
Senator Lambie is yet to say whether she'll now consider supporting legislation.
So I'm going to do that over the next week. I'm going to get the feedback from then and I'm going to get the feedback from the Defence Force personnel. But I can tell you now the feedback coming back from the veterans, their families and our Defence Force personnel so far in the last 45 minutes or so is pretty damaging for the Abbott government, to say the least.
A 2% pay rise is good enough for Labor. Defence spokesman Stephen Conroy.
We said from day one that we didn't support this position, and it's great to see that Tony Abbott's taken his tin ear off for the day and actually done the right thing. But no one should be under any illusions that this is about anything other than protecting Tony Abbott's leadership.
In the Parliament, Labor leader Bill Shorten had a question for the Prime Minister.
Will the Prime Minister make the new defence pay deal retrospective from the 3rd of November last year when the previous deal expired?
I regret that I will have to disappoint the Leader of the Opposition in this respect. The new arrangements will start from the next pay period after the Defence Remuneration Tribunal approves the government's position.
The Prime Minister went on.
This government will support the Defence Forces of Australia. The defences of this country are in the best possible hands.
The Prime Minister Tony Abbott, ending Peter Donald's report.